Hello, Reliability Gang. Welcome back to another podcast. I have my right-hand man with me here, Will. How are you keeping, Will?
I'm doing very well. Hello, everyone.
I'm sorry I missed you guys last week. It's been a bit crazy this week. End of the day, as long as we get at least one out every 2 weeks.
That's it.
We're kind of winning, aren't we?
We're trying our best to keep it weekly, but last week kind of got on both of us as we're trying to prep for some things we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. Well, it does prime us on it to be able to create more content as well. We can't give you too much of us because then, you know, we've got to spread ourselves a little bit more. You know what I mean? So, today we're going to give you guys a bit of an update, basically kind of where we're at, some of the cool things that we've got going, fill you in a little bit in terms of why we've been so busy and why we've been so out there and crazily at it. And as well, this is a bit of a cool one because obviously iCare have just released their new analyzer,
the pure.
It's quite cool, isn't it? I mean, we've worked with iCare quite a lot the last 2 years. And what we're going to do is basically this podcast as well is going to be about, you know,
so like our first impressions. We watched obviously the little snippets the guys released the other day.
We did. Fabrice was great at explaining what it was about and kind of like the concepts around it and everything like that. And like, we're techie, aren't we?
I think, whenever especially a new analyzer on the market, you're like,
wow, what is this about and how does it differ? Because obviously, we've seen a lot right now. The technology has moved forward, but again, there's a lot of, you know, even the new analyzers out on the market. What could be different about this one that potentially...
Well, it's always why we've always stayed impartial and haven't gone with like distributing an analyzer, because it's so important that if a new analyzer comes on the market like this, we have to be able to offer the equipment that's most important value to the customers.
Of course, 100%. And like I said, Will has used Emerson equipment. I've used Proof Technic. Obviously, when you started, it was Proof Technic again.
Yeah.
They've kind of made the move to Aquem. Again, you know, whatever's out there, we're always very interested in to see how it can add value to our customers and see if there's any features with it as well, you know. So we have installed, obviously, WeCare sensors as well for our customers in terms of a wireless model. So, yeah, it was really interesting to watch that video. But, well, we'll get into that a little bit later in terms of, well, what we like about it and you know, our first impressions of that device anyway. So, guys, thank you for being patient. I know everyone has been asking about the brand new website and kind of being able to book dates in for the first Mobius courses and when they're available. We've had a bit of a delay with it, but it is almost ready.
It's literally teetering. It's teetering, just finalising everything and making sure it's all ready to go. But we should be able to drop some dates very soon. But I like emphasise, if you guys are interested in doing any VA courses with Will, as he's kind of our lead instructor for the training academy at the moment, if you're interested, drop him a message or me, because those dates are currently being worked on. So if we need to tailor anything to what you guys need, now's the time to let us know.
Of course, as well, just a quick one, if you guys notice a bit of a drop in quality, it's because I'm literally packing my house up because I'm moving. So my studio is actually being kind of
this is the exact reason why last week was so crazy.
I know. Yeah, well, I'm trying to move house and at the minute it's just been mental. So if you do notice a slight drop in quality, just know that we are still using a high quality mic, but we're in my office right now, which is a little bit echoey. Hasn't got the studio foam around it. We don't sound as professional. So, you know, we're still going to bring energy, but again, we've still got to be able to keep this rolling regardless of where I'm moving, regardless of my new studio being built as well, which will be very soon.
Hopefully, once that's all set up, you guys might be able to see our faces while we record this.
Exactly, I think we've got plans to be able to actually film this stuff as well. And we've got a bit of an itinerary to get some guests on as well. Me to actually go out and travel to see some people now that we are a lot more able to travel around and see people, which is a great thing to be in. So, yeah, the quality wise. So, yeah, the website is almost ready.
Almost ready to go.
Just bear with us, guys. What we say, another couple of weeks, I reckon.
I'd say two weeks. I don't want to, like, put an exact date on it. Just
no, I hate doing
things
that.
Things, like, crop up and you're like, damn it. So it will definitely be done before the end of the month, 100%, probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks is what we're kind of looking at as well. There's going to be cool features within the website as well. And guys, we can't wait for you guys to see it and interact with it. And there'll be kind of, again, a place to be able to have a look at the new news and new articles that we're going to get written up. We've got plenty of case studies that we want to talk about as well. What we will be doing in the podcast more as well is probably talking about specific case studies, but that'll be done when we can write them up and actually really have a bit of a basis around, you know, the analysis of some data and some information. And it will help as well when we get the video sorted, because we'll be able to show within a YouTube video what we're actually talking about when regards to audio as well. So
that's kind of the website bit, isn't it?
That is, the website is coming along as well. we have got a new starter joining again.
Another new guy coming on board.
Which it's, is just incredible to say.
We obviously had James and Judith started in January, and very quickly we were like, oh man, we're going to need another guy.
I know, it's just snowballing for us, which is great news to have for us in terms of us to be able to do this.
It's good that we're now, you know, one of the things that Maintain is, you know, we're trying to build a brand, a place that guys can follow, get involved with, as well as understand what we get up to. So it's important that as we grow, we continue to do that, hence the podcast and all these things. So having these people come on board allow us to promote reliability, make it interesting, it's, you know, get people involved and serve more customers that need our help.
Exactly that. And that's the thing now as well, like the more people that come on, and the more people, I mean, I think everyone that has come on is just so passionate about it as well, which, you know, it's great. So it's great to maybe get them guys on this podcast as well when they come out their shell a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And feel a bit more comfortable to be speaking to all of you beautiful people as well. Do you know what I mean? So, the guy that we've got coming on is extremely experienced. Fortunately, Will has known Ross for a long time, actually, as well.
You're going to drop the name?
I'm going to drop the name.
You're going to drop the name. I do, yeah. So, I used to work with Ross. So Ross is going to come on board. He's got a lot of mechanical engineering experience, like myself. We used to both work at British Sugar together. So Ross brings another element to the BIRV Maintain in the detect, solve, improve model.
It's that mechanical, isn't it, that I think is so important now, this day and age. Again, like I said, I think, you know, people are struggling right now to be able to fulfill a lot of the mechanical duties that, you know, the big jobs as well. You know, the big bearing changes, the big fan bearing changes, and the things that are highly disruptive to production and obviously maintenance themselves. Like, these are the jobs that not necessarily are done every day, but obviously extremely important in terms of getting them done in the most, you know, reliable way. You know, fitting a bearing that is, you know, the size of my computer screen is a big deal, you know, definitely.
Like your traditional companies that go out and do these bearing changes and stuff, you know, that's their core business, bearing changes. And then they sometimes have a condition monitoring side on, whereas we approach it as our core business is reliability and condition monitoring. And we then offer these changes in a reliable and way that promotes the life of that machine. You know, it's
But that's where we're changing as well, because obviously I know we've come from the reliability sector, but what we want to do is become, I mean, that whole word reliability can be defined in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Like mechanical engineering can be done in a reliable way. Do you know what I mean? And this is what we're kind of basing our actions around, that reliability. And then what we're doing is creating different sectors, the three sectors that we're creating, from the detect, which is the condition monitoring, condition-based maintenance, to the solve, which is the reliability studies, the RCM studies, the logic behind why we do what we do and how we can improve. And the actual improve part, which is the implementation of the idea.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And without all having all three, then we can't really get to the end goal where you guys all need to go. Everyone needs to go. So this is where we're now creating that element of every single guy is going to be able to
support all three
of them ideas.
Yeah.
And that's not impossible to do at all, because I mean, I think if we can all be good engineers in the mechanical point of view, and we can as well apply logic to what is happening to that machine in a data analysis kind of way, we can then understand the full circle of what needs to happen. So that's kind of like where we're going with it, and so far
it's exciting.
It's working really well. I honestly feel that we are solving a lot of problems for our customers, because it's not just giving them problems. It's like, okay, we can do this and we can do that.
Yeah.
And for a lot of our, you know, customers in the malt industries, especially, you know, three of their critical assets, we've actually managed to be able to, you know, do bearing changes on site and actually, you know, install certain devices as well that stop that asset from, you know, failing prematurely again. And that's the real metric in terms of what we're doing. And that's the real life cycle of the detect, solve, improve model, which is just,
and I think that's
so nice to see, isn't it, when it actually works.
And it kind of falls in line with also what we're trying to do now is you were doing a part of the announcements you'll see alongside the website, is we've got this big drive now to start kitting the guys up. So you'll see very shortly some posts of all of our new PPE we're getting.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks smart, we went and looked at it today.
Yeah, we look like racing car drivers, but we
it looks cool. But the plan is for all the guys to have, you know, pedi cases all padded out with their Falcon, with some ultrasound equipment, with a thermal imaging camera. So when they come to site and they're doing a reliability work, whether they're doing a VA route or they're coming in just to have a look at something, they've got all the tools they need to perform and understand the health of their asset. You know, we are like doctors of these pieces of equipment.
We are. And as well, you know, this is the thing as well, we are looking at other manufacturers that, you know, especially of equipment that we may have not looked at before. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's about what, there's a lot of different even manufacturers that make the kit that has different perks and different
values
that are able for us to be able to detect certain issues.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so, you know, I was speaking to my great friend, Alan Butcher, on the phone the other day, and he's a reliability guy at Severn Trent. Incredible guy, very knowledgeable. At Eric's, he was like the guru. Do you know what I mean? Like, we call him the guru there because he created a lot of the systems that were kind of put in place. But he was talking to me about SPM equipment and how incredible the HD enveloping is for slow moving equipment. I was like, oh, right, okay. Tell me a bit more about that. And, you know, he's kind of done a lot of case studies. Because remember, he comes from an impartial place where he's got to use the right technology to find the right problems.
Yeah.
And that where sometimes, like, one, like, manufacturer may do other things differently to another one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so obviously we know the Falcons are incredibly good as well at slow, you know, moving bearing fault detection as well. You know, due to the how many samples they can sample at, you know, very high sample rate machine, which is, you know, incredible. And I've had a lot of success with it. But when you hear there's other items out there, or other, you know, manufacturers out there that do these job from someone like him as well, because I know he knows what he's on about, you know what I mean? It just gets you interested, you know what I mean? So it kind of broadens our mindset of thinking, okay, is there other you know, pieces of machinery out there and equipment that can help us get to the outcome as well? So, yeah, we definitely are looking at, you know, we're looking at everything, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's like something that we'll probably start to evolve the podcast into as well, and things is like...
Just talking to other manufacturers. Yeah, exactly.
Understand what equipment's at. Like, we are, at the end of the day, reliability engineers, and we obviously work for Maintain Reliability, and yes, we use the Falcon, but we want, I think, to create this podcast as a place where we discuss...
Open community.
Like even like what we're going to discuss a bit later. What's our first impressions on this new device? You know, this is something... Like, what about this that's come out? Or even if you guys have a bit of equipment or have seen a bit of equipment that you're really interested in that you want to get tested out, you know, we might be able to reach out.
And just
know,
a lot of people, just go grab it and have a little play with it, because we want to be impartial to everything. I don't want to be that kind of company that kind of just vouches for one product all the time. I want to be able to have an open discussion about why we should use other equipment and not even that, kind of the values that, you know, the value it brings in other areas, depending on what you're trying to find as an application point of view, rather than just, oh, we should be using this, if you know what I mean. So that's quite interesting in terms of how we'd like to do that. And I don't know how we're going to do that with the podcast, but I think I've got ideas and ways of reaching out to especially some people at, you know, especially some big players at some manufacturing, you know, equipment, so we can go really have a look on the market to see what is there out there and how does it fare within this industry as well. So,
yeah, definitely. So what else are we doing? So we're looking, obviously, with Ross that's starting very soon. We're obviously expanding up in the north. We've got James up there now, which is he's very quickly getting busy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's obviously been with us now a month and a half, which is great.
He's doing very well.
We're very proud of with James as
he's
well.
He's really took it by, you know, James's background, you know, came from university with his degree. And he's got his Cat 2 from his previous employer, but... the necessary support, I don't think, was quite there for him, bless him. So we're trying to take him on the journey now, of the Maintain journey, bring him through, support him with his vibration knowledge. And now that myself and Ross, and obviously Will with his background in mechanical engineering, is now pulling James up to speed with the mechanical side of things, which he is just taking like a fish to water.
He's loving it, isn't he? I think that's the whole life cycle that we have to do, because unfortunately, previously where he was at, he kind of only see a lot of the analysis.
It was a very data dog model, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very much sort of like just, you know, analyze data. and kind of not really look at the whole picture. So now when he's picking up the grease gun, he's doing, you know, he's actually lubricating on condition with Lube Factor. He's loving it because he's seen the difference he's making on site, if you know what I mean. And he's just, you know.
Yeah, it's like ringing me up and like, oh, I lubricated this today and it dropped and the customer was well happy. And I'm like, yes, man.
Yeah, he's getting in there, isn't he? Yeah. Like that Lube Factor, though, like I think anyone who uses that reading and sees how effective it was. I mean, I was with a customer the other day and I was kind of taking him through it. And he's like, wow, I've seen it drop. And he heard it as well, because obviously, you know, this particular, it was fan bearing. It was quite bad. And obviously you could hear it anyway, you know, that high sort of frequency noise. And Lube Factor was ringing off like crazy. And obviously we was quite a live reading it, and we kind of, you know, greased it as we was watching the machine. And he could see it fall, and he could actually hear the sound just disappear. And he was like, wow. You know, you get that realisation moment of like, that easy. You know, and he was just astonished with that as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when we can actually see ourselves making a difference by the machine with, you know, the tools we're using, oh, it's just a great feeling to have, isn't it? You know, definitely.
Yeah.
So he's getting on really well up there, and we're very proud of his process and his progress as well. Plans as well moving forward is, you know, what we've done now is like obviously the detect, solve, improve model in terms of getting the reliability engineers up to scratch. Is that now we're looking to get these guys really upskilled in areas that kind of like they haven't been exposed to so much. And this is where Skills Matrix comes in. This is what I'm really enjoying at Maintain as well. It's about trying
upskilling people, giving them new knowledge. You know, simple things like a large range of our customers have equipment that's not necessarily accessible. So, you know, I have my Mute license, and I said to James, hey, James, you interested in getting your Mute license? You know, it's not every day that you get to do these sort of things. So we get to offer these kind of things to the guys.
Exactly, yeah. Just like having a look where, you know, as well, because obviously that adds value to the customer where we can actually, you know, monitor more equipment. But obviously then you need to have your license, you need to have skills to be able to drive one of them responsibly and safely, of course. And as well, not even that, like the skills matrix of understanding how to, you know, like change bearings and do mechanical work. Like that is
how to balance a fan.
Fan balancing, you know, alignment. These are things that are a little bit different to what, you know, collection of data and analysing are. They're very different. They're kind of more precision maintenance tasks rather than actual kind of condition monitoring tasks. So these things as well, again, all falls in part of the detection and obviously being able to solve it and improve it. It all falls within that same model, because if we can detect that imbalance issue and we can balance that on site on the same day, we can solve the problem. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to take you from start to finish, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. So I guess the last point on our little update before we get onto our pure impressions is, you know, as well as driving our continue for the brand, hashtag reliability gang, detect, solve, improve, we're looking to now get some vehicles on the road with the guys, some vans that are all branded up so you guys can see us out and about. And this kind of really drives home the, I suppose, improve side of this thing. Is, you know, we want to be able to, if you've got motors on site that you need changing, you know, we can go pick those up and go change them. Or if we need to bring tools and equipment to the site, we can do that now. And at the minute, the guys are running around in their own, in cars, essentially. And as tools and the equipment ever gets bigger.
Yeah, I know. They're telling me, like, you know, the cars are now getting filled up.
it went from, you know, we just carried a vibration analyzer and, you know, your PPE. Now it's a vibration analyzer, PPE, and
a big tool bag,
ultrasound gear,
some thermal imaging gear. And this is the thing, you know, this is why essentially we thought they've got to have vans, because we want to be able to give them the tools available, the space available to either pick motors up or do installs or grease line installs or sensor installs, whatever it may be in terms of whatever the job needs to be done. We've got to be able to, you know, give them the tools to be able to do that in the most efficient way. And it, you know what, it is when I had the caddy van last year, it is a great feeling to know that you've got everything you need on the day.
The nice thing is as well is, you know, I've had a company vehicle for a little while, and it's nice. And even when I had my, when I first started, we had used to do car allowances. And the only thing is when it comes to your car, you know, my car allowance vehicle was my daily car as well, is You said it before, you know how you get in there and it's like a tip because you're using it every day.
I know, it's very difficult to keep on top of, isn't it?
Whereas at least, you know, if we can give the guys the vans, they can really separate, like we're really trying to do a drive at the moment for improving all the guys, you know, work-life balances.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially for a small business like us where we use WhatsApp quite a lot, it's very hard to separate those. So this is another drive for the whole thing. Okay, this is your work vehicle. You know, you keep it however you like. And then obviously your weekends, your own personal car, you don't, there's no crossover.
Yeah, I get that as well. And it's not even that, you know, you're promoting the brand as when you drive around. Yeah, you feel a sense of pride and pride
yeah,
for your work. 100%. I think that's the thing, definitely.
I agree.
And I think I'm really excited for the guys to be able to, you know, get them and use them for work and feel proud about them as well,
it's,
you know.
It's the whole thing of, you know, here, guys, here's your new van, here's your new toolkit, here's your new tools, here's your new analyzer, here's your new PPE.
Here's the slogan, here's what we're looking to do and how we're looking to improve. And I just want people like mission ready. You know what I mean? Get to side. How can we really help today?
And
be passionate
like
about it.
You guys, as the customer, you know, if you're having us come to Slide, you can see that, wow, Maintain know what they're doing. They've got the gear. They got the look. They look the part.
Yeah.
And we have the tools and skills to support you guys in the best way possible. You know, we want to make sure that if you're calling a plumber and your sink's leaking, he's going to turn up with everything he can to make sure that's going to work. So when you call us and you've got a problem with a machine, we're going to turn up with all the tools we need to be able to give you the information you need.
Totally agreed. That's, 100% where we're looking. So guys, that's kind of a bit of an update where we're at. We have 10 minutes now to talk about the Pure.
Said at the same time.
I know, yeah. So, first impressions of the Pure. Like, obviously, we received the email, didn't we?
Yeah, we got the email from the guys at iCare. I popped on live. I watched the video, and Will's just seen it as well. So, his views are quite fresh.
Big shout out to Fabrice and Peter.
And the team.
And the team at iCare. Obviously, they've been working extremely hard. Obviously, I mean, I can't even fathom how.
Where do you even start
with something like that and creating an analyzer? You know, you've obviously have to have a very, very dedicated, skilled team with intelligence and knowledge and experience around it. So it's nice to see that, you know, another company creating something like that in space. It's always healthy for technology and innovation and people. You know, like it's very healthy to see that.
When was the last time you saw an analyzer come to the market?
But I think I don't know actually.
Do you know what I mean?
I think there's a Vib Scanner 2, I think, from Prüftechnik. I think that was the last.
But you know, Prüftechnik's made the VibX. Like, when was the new analyzer from a totally new company?
I don't know.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, I think even the Falcons have been around for a while. We just weren't too aware of them. You know, because they had more of a kind of presence in Europe than the UK. But you're right. I can't really think of kind of like, you know, of a time when a new analyzer came to the market. So it's quite exciting, really, isn't it?
Definitely.
First impressions when I see kind of the makeup of the actual analyzer itself, it's like a tablet, isn't it? It's like a wireless tablet.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's a wireless tablet, and in the box it comes with two sensors, very similar looking to the WeCare 100 sensors.
Yeah,
if you've
very
seen
similar
those.
They're kind of rounded off, there's not square, which I like the and they're triaxial sensors as well.
They're triaxial sensors. So from the video, what Fabrice said was that there's four channels in each sensor, so you can have like three would do your vertical, your axial, and horizontal,
but do your different directions,
and the fourth
would
do an iDNA reading, which is
like an envelope reading, isn't it, essentially, as well. I think, as well, from the video, like, guys, if we're wrong about this, like, please correct us, but I mean, we've just kind of, you know, obviously,
we flipped through it and we're kind of
reeling off a first impression basis. But from what I've seen, I believe you can sort of place four sensors on at a time, and it'll take 16 obviously channel readings simultaneously.
Yeah, because you got in the case, it comes with two sensors, but you can add another two sensors
on top of
and
that
then
as well.
Obviously, each sensor has four channels, so. Unlike, say, like, our Falcons are wireless, so we can put the one Falcon wireless sensor on the machine, it will take a reading. You can't go and get the sensor that we use is also sold as the Baron Defender. You can't go get three Baron Defenders and connect them all to the Falcon.
No, you can't,
Whereas the Pure, we can get four wireless triaxial sensors, and it can simultaneously collect all four sensors.
Exactly, yeah, which I think is kind of cool.
Quite innovative. It's not, nothing else is like that.
No, I've not seen that in terms of a data collector.
I think that kind of comes in line with our kind of one of our first impressions at the exact same time when we saw that, and we saw that one of the engineers.
We kind of maybe thought, was it a spin-off to an online system? Didn't we?
Well, yeah, initially? and like, it's one of the things we sort of both said was, this is very different from the traditional way of collecting data. And I said to Will at the time, I said, I wonder who iCare are really marketing this at. Are they marketing at us, you know, the service engineers, or are they marketing this more as a customer-led product?
You know, and that's the thing. And, you know, maybe both, because, you know, from what I see, you know, I think they're driving it for the engineers, obviously kind of made by the engineers as well. And it's a big incorporation of the wireless model they have.
Yeah,
kind of meeting in the middle of that idea in terms of the data collection world. So it's kind of using that kind of in-between middle ground to get the best of both worlds. Do you know what I mean? Which is cool. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool.
I mean, we said, didn't we, you know, it's very different collecting the data. You know, traditionally you put the sensor on and move points. I'm not sure how... as obviously we don't like change, I'm not sure how we feel about
it. Well, at the end of the day, when you've been doing something like you have for so many years, how do you like then react to doing it different? One thing I do really like about it, though, this is probably for me one of the best features of the whole Pure, is that it's a cloud-based system. So again, quote me if I'm wrong, guys, but what I believe this system has the capabilities of doing is, as you're collecting the data, is throwing that information straight out to a cloud and saving it, which I think is extremely... I mean, how many times have we... And I'm looking at Will in like... He's shaking his head right now. How many times where you've accidentally overwritten a route, or you've uploaded something
wrong?
Damn
it, I'm out again.
And you're like, oh, you have to go out and collect the data again. I mean, that can be very frustrating. In terms of that security, in terms of your data, which your data is always number one. It's always key, isn't it? Before you leave site, make sure you've got enough. Make sure you've got that information before you leave. You know what I mean? And the fact is that real-time data collection in terms of incorporation with a 4G kind of network type of view, a bit like our OneNote and our cloud-based systems where we save a document, it's there already for someone else to view and see. And the same thing as well, like imagine like me being on site, throwing up the data to the cloud instantly, and you're literally having to be able to see that from the other side of wherever you are to be able to help out and, you know, do that diagnostic
and
as well.
And I definitely think that this idea of cloud-based system, data being immediately sent to...
I mean, that's new,
isn't it? I think this is definitely a very key direction that iCare have gone in, where I would expect all the other major analyzer makers in the market moving towards. Because having the ability that I could go to a site, or you could give this analyzer to a customer, and that he may have an issue that could troubleshoot, and we could remotely... at that moment in time, see the data as he's collecting.
I think that's
it.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
I think that's very valuable. And that for me is one of the major key selling. Well, one of the things that I would be, you know, very interested in terms of the using this actual particular, you know, this actual analyzer itself.
Yeah.
In terms of like, not negatives, but like
things that we're
unsure of, right? Yeah.
Size of the sensor.
It looked quite big.
It's a big sensor, you know. It's
Like the WeCare 100 sensors are fairly big, but because they're kind of, you kind of put them there and you leave them there, as long as you've got a good, you know, transmission path to the bearing, it's not so much of an issue. But where you're kind of using it and like relocating this asset, could that be a bit of a problem of getting into places where you'll struggle?
And as this is where I come to our point of, you know, who's this being marketed to? Because for us, where we're potentially collecting, you know, 200, 300 assets a day, I want the sensor to be as ergonomic as possible. And we're very fortunate that the Falcon sensor, you know, fits in my hand well.
Yeah, I think the Falcon is extremely good middle ground. They're not being too small, but not being too big. They've definitely thought about the size
and cram, obviously, all that technology in there. Battery, wireless transmitter, you know, that's a lot of stuff which obviously increases the size. So, you know, having that ergonomics, and that is one of my concerns with these sensors, is they are quite, they appear chunky and unwieldy. I'm going to say it, but I'm very interested to get my hands on one and see what it...
Yeah, but with that being said, they do look quite robust. They do look quite... And again, we can't really comment on this because we've not actually seen it or felt it or, you know, held this.
Yeah.
But we're making assumptions upon...
We are only going off what we've seen in the video.
Exactly, and these are cool discussions.
So, Fabrice,
well,
when you want to send us one to test, let me know.
Send us an over. I'm sure we can have a play. Definitely worth having the play as well. Another thing for me is about, again, because we're so used to putting one sensor on and then collecting that point.
That's it.
Moving to the next one, collecting that point. There's obviously a flow and a route that you get into.
Yes,
with connection
on drive end,
give
pump,
us point drive one, on, give us point two. This device, how long is it going to take to set up your four sensors? Then collect your data. You might be able to take it simultaneously, But is that actually going to save you time?
Well, that's it, guys, because if you haven't seen the video, for those that haven't yet, the concept of this is, so let's take a standard motor pump, you know, traditional data collection route, we'd put the point on the motor and on drive and we'd take our measurement. We'd put the point on the drive end, we'd take our measurement. We'd put the point on the pump drive end, we'd take the measurement, and so forth, the non-drive end, take the measurement. The way that this is kind of being shown to us is essentially, say you got four, say you're utilizing all four channels, what you would do is you'd put a sensor on the non-drive end, a sensor on the drive end of the motor, a sensor on the drive end of the pump, and a sensor on the non-drive end of the pump. You'd put all four sensors out and then you'd collect your data.
Yeah, and as well, you'd have to be very careful, wouldn't you, about making sure
sensor
what places. Sensor
but it did look quite,
would be put in the right place. Imagine you put sensor one in sensor position four.
It did look quite cool, though, on the Pure tablet, because what they were doing was essentially they had a photo of the asset and they had the locations marked in the photo.
It looked quite
colour
cool.
It looked
quite
cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's
again, cool. Though, like, we've not seen, obviously, and as well, I think really the key, the major points of buying any system, like any system, or going opting for any manufacturer, is how does the software look?
Yeah.
How easy is it to navigate? Yeah. And all of these things make have a massive play in what decisions you make.
And also, something we don't yet know is, how much is it?
We don't. Yeah, we haven't.
We haven't got
price point. Is it? Again,
it may be mentioned further on in the video. We didn't watch the whole thing, but we don't know the cost.
No, we'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll
very
see.
Very interested to know. I think it's definitely within our. We should definitely find out 100% about what it is, and you know, how it potentially could benefit us and our business potentially as well. Definitely. So incredible points there for, and we just got to say, well done, WeCare. Again, what we're going to do is spread love through this reliability community. We understand how much hard work has gone into something like that, how innovative, how great that they're bringing products to the market. We love this.
Like,
it's incredible.
This sort of thing is, I always like it to like Tesla. You know, Elon Musk didn't create Tesla to make an electric car. He says he created it to try and move the whole industry
exactly
into a quicker direction.
Very healthy when you have, you know, companies are making different products and different, you know, and providing different services, right, for the industry, because other, you know, products and can innovate in the way that they are.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And it keeps it healthy.
Yeah, and you know,
a bit of competition is so healthy for this industry. We need that. We need this.
Like, the Falcon might be the right analyzer for us, but the Pure might be the right analyzer for someone else.
Exactly, and it's great for us to be able to, you know, potentially just share the love when this innovation has actually happened. And you know, again, always look out on the market to be able to. And this is what we're about. We're not just about, again, one thing, one product, one service, one person.
Yeah.
We're about being able to
deliver
show
the results to the customer.
Exactly that. That's the most important thing.
The customer for us is so important. And you guys, if you're listening, you know, you guys are the key, and we have to do everything we can to deliver the promises we do to you.
Exactly.
Which is to keep your machines running, put the system.
Yeah, and you know what? If there is new products out there, let you know about them. Don't not say anything.
Yeah, we're not going to be like, they need to get the Falcon, because that's what we're using.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not what we do. It's not what we do at Maintain. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's.
Definitely. I've really enjoyed doing this, actually.
It was a good one. It's great, great talking point. And this as well. Guys, keep making products, because we love talking about them. And you know, we'd like to get our hands on one as well for Bree. So, give us a little zester.
Definitely. But guys, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, and thank you so much again for tuning in. Keep it locked. Website dropping soon, like I said. And, you know, we're going to get some guests on real soon as well. So
definitely.
Keep it locked, guys, and take care.